Jeremiah chapter 51 and in verse 15. The Bible said, he has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom. And he has stretched out the heaven by his understanding. We are looking at wisdom for spiritual power and authority. And our objective is to understand the wisdom keys for spiritual power and authority. We just saw the connection between wisdom and power. It took both wisdom and power for God to create the earth and stretch out the heavens. In Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 and in verse 2, the Bible said, there shall come forth a stem, a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and that Spirit of the Lord is the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. So the spirit of wisdom is connected to the spirit of might or power. So there is a wisdom to have that will make you not to lack might. There is a wisdom to possess that will make you not to lack power. What are those wisdom keys? We looked at five of them in the first service. And that is number one, access to the Word of God. Any man who carries word carries wisdom. In Luke chapter 4 and in verse 36, and they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. To carry his word is to carry his power. In Hebrews 1 and in verse 3, the Bible said, he upholds all things by the word of his power. The word of God is the word of power. So, if you are wise and you want to walk in power, that wisdom will make you be lighted by the word. Number two, we looked at is the kingdom soul winning assignment. Here is, if you are interested in his assignment, you will never lack his empowerment. Show me a man who is interested in his assignment. You won't lack his empowerment. Kingdom soul winning assignment. Number three is the life of prayer and fasting. The place of prayer is the place of power. The place of fasting is the place of authority. If you are wise and you want to walk in wisdom and you want to walk in power, you will know prayer and you will know fasting. You will drink fasting like food. There are things that we don't talk about so much. But fasting and prayer. Number four is submission to higher spiritual authority. Every man who will be in authority will be a man under authority. Connection determines collection. Submission determines transmission. There would have been no Joshua without a Moses. There would have been no Elisha without Elijah. No Timothy without a Paul. No Peter without Jesus Christ. I said in the first service, the reason why there is such a we live in such a powerless generation is because we have a generation that have no value for fathers, no value for elders, no value for mentors. Part of our tradition in Africa is respect for elders, apart from every other thing else. But we have people who have no value for fathers, no value for elders. Small boy of yesterday can talk to an elder who has been in the race for 50 years. So you see them powerless, wretched, and everything. Number five is walking in uprightness. Your stand with God determines your stand in power. Your stand with God determines your stand in power. Jesus said in John chapter 14 and in verse 30, he said, "Hereafter I will not talk much with you. For the prince of this world cometh, and he has nothing in me. I owe the devil nothing. I don't have his property on my life. So I can cast him out any day. He has no hold on my life. So I can deal with him any day." When there was a filthy garment on the body of Joshua, the high priest, in Zechariah chapter 3, from verse 3, 4, 5, the Satan could resist him. Joshua was clothed with filthy garments, stood before the angel, and Satan stood at his right hand to resist him, in verse 2. Satan could resist him because Joshua had his property. He showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. Verse 3, now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments, so Satan could stand to resist him. But Jesus said, and you know the word Joshua is a Hebrew for Jesus. Jesus is Greek, Joshua is Yehoshua, which is the Hebrew word. Right? There was a Yehoshua in the Old Testament that had a filthy garment. There was this one that had no garment that the devil could hold on to. So he could deal with the devil any day. If you have any property of the enemy in your life, surrender it to him. And I declare today it is set on fire so that you can have a voice to speak to the devil. Say a louder amen. Now, so having said all of that, we have five more of these points, of these wisdom keys, that we need in order to keep the devil where he belongs. And that leads us to number one in this service, or number six overall, and that is called the voice of God. The voice of God. Access to the voice of God. Access to the voice of God puts people in charge. People in charge in the realm of power. Access to the voice of God. Psalm 29 verse 4. The Bible said, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord is powerful. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 31 said, he said, "True, for through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down, which smote with a rod." When you have and you know the and when you are possessed with the voice of the Lord, you can beat down the Assyrian. You can beat down the Assyrian, the voice of the Lord. In John chapter 10 and in verse 35, he said he called them gods unto whom the word or the voice of God came. He called them gods. Their status changed. They shifted into power. And the scripture cannot be broken. When the voice of God comes to you, you become a god to your world. A god to your situations. That was what we saw in Exodus chapter 7 verse 1. Exodus chapter 7, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, see, I have made thee a God to Pharaoh. I've made thee a God to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be your prophet. Moses, as I'm speaking to you now, you take charge and bring Pharaoh under. Am I communicating at all? Whatever you do, trust God to hear his voice. Whether the voice in words or the voice in dreams or revelations or visions. If you can access what God is saying to you in dreams, in revelations, in hearings, it puts you in charge. It puts you in command. It puts you over all the forces of hell. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. The voice of God gives you power. It gives you authority. Number seven is passion for the presence and purpose of God. Passion is key to power. Passion for the presence of God. Passion for the purpose of God. Psalm 63 verse 1 to 2. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee, and my flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen of thee in the sanctuary. Passion for God's purpose, passion for God's presence is a secret of power. In 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1, Elijah said before God, whom I stand, there shall be no rain nor dew except by my word. No rain or dew except by my word. Before God whom I stand, like I said the other day, a stand before God is a stand in power. A stand in power. The presence of God is the climate of power. In Zechariah chapter 4, verse 12 to verse 14, he said, I answered and said, what between two olive branches, which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me and said, knowest not thou what this be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then said he, these are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. When you stand by the Lord of the whole earth, you cannot lack the anointing. So passion for his presence and passion for his purpose will position you in a realm where you swim in power. Somebody may be wondering, what is making this man to cry? In the worship and wonders night, I was almost ruined, practically wrecked, as the songs were coming and coming. When they landed on, oh Lord, you remain my all in all. Can you place it, my all in all? No life outside you. Whatever I do, my life is no longer mine. I live by and for you. Can you place the lyrics on the screen? Be a bit smarter than that. Verse 1. Oh Lord, you remain. Make me an instrument in your hands. So, do with me as you please. Lord, not what I want. Send me and I will go to Madagascar, to Pakistan. And do what will please you, Lord. My life is all yours. In case there is anything in my life that is not yours yet, Lord, I renounce it. My life is all yours.
Keep going.
Oh Lord, you remain my all in all. I've got no life outside of you. I don't have a schedule outside your schedule. Whatever I do, my life is no longer mine. I live by you. If not for you, I won't be alive. And then I live for you. I don't have a schedule of mine. My life is available to you. My time, Lord, is all yours. All the things I have are yours to use as you will.
During the construction of this sanctuary, it was confirmed. We flattened accounts that we have been building for years.
One of them, the bank told us, we should hold on first. We want to withdraw everything. I say, yes, we should hold on first. Let the bank month end so that it can reflect in their balance.
Flattened.
All the things I have are yours to use as you will. You are the Lord of all.
You see that Lord of all? When I was here, I exploded. It's like, Lord, if there's anything still you want me to do, I'm not aware, let me know.
Do you understand what I'm saying? You can't walk in passion and lack the power. You can't walk in the passion for his purpose and lack the power. That was David. As the heart pants after the water brooks, so my heart pant for you. The heart is a desert animal, like an antelope or something, that is permanently thirsty. Permanently thirsty. So my heart longs for you.
Another place, I believe it is in Psalm 63, verse 7 or 8. It says, my soul followeth hard after thee.
Verse 8. My soul followeth hard. I am in a hot chase. I am chasing you hotly.
Thy right hand upholdeth me.
Many people, what they are passionate for is different. Fleeting things of this life that will soon end. Things that make no sense after this world is over. But passion for God and passion for his purpose will position everyone in the realm of power. Number 8, which is number 3, is the life of real worship and praise. Acts chapter 16, verse 25, while Paul and Silas at midnight prayed, they sang praise unto God, the prisoners heard them. Suddenly there was an earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened. Power fell as they praised, as they worshipped. In Joshua chapter 6 and in verse 20, when the children of Israel surrounded the walls of Jericho and they shouted, which is a form of praise, power fell until the wall collapsed. Why is this so? Because the presence of the climate of praise is the residence of God. The climate of worship, the climate of real praise and worship is the residence of God. Psalm 22 and in verse 3, it says, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Psalm 100 verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Now, Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17, Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17, it said, the Lord in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. The climate of worship establishes the presence of the mighty God with his might. So you can't be a real worshiper or create that climate of worship around your life and lack power and lack authority. It's a life of real worship, praise. That was who David was. He never lacked power. He never lacked authority, and he never knew defeat. He lost not one battle. The life of real worship and praise. Number 4 is walking in faith. Faith is a major pathway or channel of power. Faith. Which comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith, which comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, is a major pathway for power. Acts chapter 6 verse 8. He said, and Stephen, full of faith and power. Any man full of faith must be full of power. It is not possible to be full of faith and be empty of power. Stephen, full of faith and power. The presence of faith can never equal the absence of power. Faith cannot be present and power is absent. Faith is the switch of power. Am I communicating? When you're out of the word of God, you have spiritual audacity. You must have physical authority. Say that again. When out of the word of God, you connected spiritual audacity, you will end with physical authority, translatable, tangible authority that can be seen. Authority that can be seen. Out of the word, your eyes were opened. Your spirit was opened. Your spirit man exploded. You saw things from the word that birthed in you audacity. It will translate into physical authority. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. The Bible said in 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and in verse 11. 2 Thessalonians 1 and in verse 11. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God will count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness. And the walk of faith with power. The walk of faith with power. So faith always goes with power. The walk of faith with power. The walk of faith with power. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and in verse 5, the Bible said, we are kept by the power of God through faith. The walls are kept by the power of God through faith. Through faith. Through faith, power is transmitted. And so what is the wisdom of walking in power? The wisdom of walking in power is the wisdom of having access to the voice of God, ensuring that you trust God to hear him. It's the wisdom of possessing passion for the presence of God and passion for the purpose of God. It is the wisdom of living the life of real worship and praise, surrounding your life and your climate with real worship and praise. It is the wisdom of walking in faith. And finally, it is the wisdom of walking in humility and meekness. Humility and meekness. Humility, meekness. They are secrets of spiritual authority and power. Humility, meekness. If you know the Bible, and I'm sure many of us know the Bible, that one of the most power. Now, if you are talking about power in the Old Testament, two people you will never miss. If you are talking about power in the Old Testament, two people that must come to mind. Moses, Elijah, Old Testament. Moses, compulsory. Elijah, compulsory. Look at the testimony of Moses. Of God concerning Moses. In Numbers chapter 12 and in verse 3, the Bible said, now the man Moses was very meek. Meek means teachable. Meek means unassuming. Meek means humble. Above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. That was the man who was telling God, look for somebody else to use. I can't talk. I'm a stammerer. He was meeker than everyone on the face of the earth in his time. He was humbler than every man. And as he was meeker than everyone, he was stronger than all of them in the realm of the spirit. He was more powerful. He had more authority because of his humility. The depth
of your humility will determine the height of your authority in the realm of the spirit. The depth of your humility will influence the height of your authority. If you go through the New Testament and you are looking at two people with power, of course, number one is Jesus Christ. Next person you will talk about concerning power will be Paul the Apostle. You see what Jesus said in John chapter 5 verse 30? He said, I can of my own self do nothing. Apart from the Father, I am nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just because I am not struggling to do my own will. There are many people struggling to do their own. I'm not struggling to do what I want. I am struggling to do the will of my Father, which has sent me. So Jesus moved in power without measure. Power without measure. Because of that depth of humility. He is God the Father, he is God the Son, yet he stripped himself. Did you see that in Philippians chapter 2 from verse 8? Look at it. He said, let this mind be in you. Start from verse 7. Okay, from verse 6. All right, 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He made himself of no reputation. There are many people making themselves of their own reputation. But he took upon himself the form of a servant, and he was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, see, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Take your seat. The only person that should stand up is the one. Not correct. Except you want me to sleep. Praise the Lord. See what Jesus did. He stripped himself. Please, humility is not stupidity. Humility is high mentality. You are not stupid if you are humble. You are only sensible. You are more sensible than the arrogant, proud, and ostentatious man. Calm down. Just calm down. Pride is the way of powerlessness. Lucifer became Satan because of pride. It's the way of powerlessness. Pride, arrogance, ostentation, braggadociousness, shoulder raised. God has helped us. And there are many, many things we cannot share as testimonies. Otherwise, some will die practically. That's the truth. Some will die practically. We can't share them. Do you understand? And yet you conduct yourself, you move normal. Some people at this stage, their leg will not touch the ground. People have to carry hold them up. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. 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 There is nothing we are that is not God who did it. So calm down. Calm down. And there is nothing you are that God can't do with another person. If you mess up too much, he will pack you aside. Calm down. Calm down. Let God lift you up. Don't lift yourself. Let God help you up. Don't struggle to prove anything. Look at Paul the Apostle in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9 and verse 10. Paul the Apostle said, I am the least of the apostles. I am the smallest. I am not even qualified to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Not because I am gifted, and his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace which was with me. What is man outside of grace? What is man? Look at this. All these songs from night till morning at the night vigil, including the praise worships of that lineup, all came from one source. All. And yet it's not a fragment of all of them yet. Heavy, impactful. What level of prayer or fasting or anything will you do to be able to access that if God didn't help you? What did you do differently? At times, the realization of the help of God should impart humility instead of pride. I don't know whether I understand what I'm saying. It should impart you humility. Anytime you see your classmate asking for school fees for their children, don't raise your shoulder. Go on your knees and say, Lord, I'm sorry if I have ever been arrogant. Who am I? What am I? Why is it that I'm not the one asking for money? The thing that should make people humble is making them proud. It's making them proud. You see that you are a little inch ahead of those that you once knew. Come down and say, Lord, I'm sorry. If I ever behave like I'm the reason behind my success, don't ever forget. Every single result you see should drive you into further humility before God. Drive you. That's what Paul is saying. I labored more than them, but it is not me. That's Paul talking. This thing should have made me proud. I labored more than them, but it is the grace of God. Without grace, what you have is disgrace. Every time you see what makes you bigger than any other person that you know, refer to grace. Just take your bearing back to grace. Whenever you are like that, you will see results. You will see impact like never before. Don't ever make you come to the point where you see people and you laugh at them. I've seen people who laugh at people. See his trouser. See his crooked car. They don't end well. I've seen people who mock people because they are lower. They don't end well. They don't end well at all. Hallelujah. It is a new day. I see somebody stepping into power today. Who is that person? Stand up on your feet. Look at your neighbor. Say, you are going to be big. You are already big. You are getting bigger. But it is all by grace. Don't forget to make reference to grace. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. Hallelujah. One day, somebody was bragging that he has gone to university. Yeah, and he was talking to a younger man who was still in secondary school, gone to university, is this and that is the university. And the younger man looked at him and said, when you finish that university, please uproot the university and put on your head so that no other person can attend. Uproot that university, put it on your head. Since it's university, I went to university, so that no other person can go to the university. That boy who talked that time is now a PhD holder. Who talked that time, accomplished in life, in his millions. That one who said university is nowhere to be found. That one who was bragging about, I went to university. The one who said, when you attend university, carry it on your head, became big enough to buy him a car. See, I can see that you are struggling. Let me help you with the car. The man who was bragging as if nobody else can amount to anything apart from him. Be coming down, or because you don't know tomorrow. Praise the Lord. And people's future is not written on their faces. The boy of today is the man of tomorrow. Somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Amen. Lift up your hands today and say, Father, thank you. I give you the praise and the honor. I thank you for the wisdom ways to power. Can you place on the screen from number one? Say after me, say, Father, I receive the grace to access the word in the name of Jesus. Say after me, Father, I receive fresh grace to walk in soul winning, the assignment of soul winning, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I receive the grace to live the life of prayer and fasting. I receive the grace of submission to higher spiritual power and authority in the name of Jesus. I receive the grace to walk in uprightness. Deliver me from the life of sin in the name of Jesus. Father, help me to hear your voice, to access your voice in the name of Jesus. Father, I receive passion, fresh passion for your presence and for your purpose in the name of Jesus. Father, I receive the grace to live the life of real worship and praise in the name of Jesus. Father, help me to walk in faith in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for helping me to walk in humility and walk in meekness. Be glorified, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray right now.